Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? This is Trevor. You're listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Over the weekend, we did an episode I like to call Mosh Giving, where we played only bands from the state of Washington, new and old, and we had a ton of guests. So pretty much every day until Thanksgiving, we're going to have a new podcast with one of our guests. This episode, we have Santu, who's in the band Veritaris, and publishes a physical fanzine for the Pacific Northwest metal scene called Puget Sound Metal Bulletin. Issue 3 of the Puget Sound Metal Bulletin is out now at a venue near you if you live in the Puget Sound region. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. You're listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. 99.9 KSW. Got another one. Keeping the mosh giving rolling here on Metal Shop, we got Santu. Santu does Puget Sound Metal Bulletin, as well as various bands in the Pacific Northwest. We're going to just talk about our love for Pacific Northwest metal. We're going to first introduce yourself for those that are new with Puget Sound Metal Bulletin, because this is a fairly new project, and I am a huge advocate for just physical media in general, and it's awesome to have a physical zine that you can pick up just around Pacific Northwest venues about what Northwest metal bands and Northwest heavy bands are doing. So give us a little your introduction and a little bit of your background and in the metal scene here in the Pacific Northwest.
For sure, yeah. Well, first, Trevor, it's a huge honor to be here on Metal Shop, so thanks so much for the opportunity. Really appreciate that. Yeah, like you said, the Puget Sound Metal Bulletin is a every other month newsletter that focuses on albums, interviews and shows, all focused on Puget Sound region bands, which is loosely defined as like up in Bellingham down to Olympia. And we've done 3 issues. The third issue came out yesterday on Friday. And the feature article for this is like a listing of the 100 biggest active metal bands in Washington State. And part of why I decided to do this Puget Sound Metal Bulletin was kind of like you said, of like, I also love the physical media. But it just felt like there was kind of this gap in our scene where a lot of hearing about shows or connecting with people on bands happens through social media, which definitely has its place. But feeling that there's a lot of people that just aren't on social media or that absolutely despise social media. So it's kind of I'm hoping that this newsletter kind of helps to fill some of those gaps and kind of contributes to the, you know, rich and diverse metal scene that we have in the Puget Sound region. So my day job is I'm an engineer. I love data and numbers. So that's kind of where this ranking came from. And I'm excited to share a couple bands, kind of a sampling of those 100 biggest metal bands in Washington State. So.
Where did you get your start in Pacific Northwest metal, just in general, with some of the projects that you do before you started doing this awesome platform?
Yeah. I was born in Finland. moved to the U.S. as a little baby, and I feel like I have that Scandinavian, like, I don't know, drawn to that Scandinavian style of, like, melody and metal, in particular, like, melodic death metal, In Flames, Dark Tranquility, all the stuff from Gothenburg, Finnish stuff like Kalma, Insomnium, Omnium Gatherum, and it's just, I just feel like it's in my blood. So I play in a Seattle-based melodic death metal band called Veriteris. We've got two albums out. Actually, we're kind of opening for Omnium Gatherum and Aether Realm when they're coming to town on Black Friday on Friday, November 28th. So hope folks swing by. It'll be a great show. But that's kind of where I got into the scene originally, to that.
The reason we're doing this episode and the reason we're even talking about this is just the authenticity of just local music and our love for that. And that's why I think it's so awesome that we're doing this and talking about Puget Sound Metal Bulletin, because like you said, with social media, we won't talk about the depths of that and algorithms, etc. But there are people who want to find things, but it's sometimes misses them because they didn't see it on social media at the right time. Like, oh man, I really wish I could have done, gone to this, or how did I miss this record? I look for music all the time, and that happens to me. That happens to me all the time. But there is, coming from hardcore and punk, I absolutely love the physical motion of someone giving me a flyer at the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for real. Yeah.
I know that it has to happen more because I understand, like, the people who don't want to take the flyer, it's because we don't do it enough, in my opinion. Like, we don't. True. So they were like, oh, what is this? But I have seen this type of physical platform, whether it's having it on a just physical paper zine or having little handbills, it works. If you're willing to put in the work, people notice. It's just like having a physical CD and be like, I bought this. I bought this physical thing, so I just got it. I'm gonna go home and I'm going to listen to all the tracks. I've been looking forward to hearing this record, rather than skip top song on streaming. Go to this one.
For real. No, I agree. There's something about the physical media that's really important, and kind of a lost breed in our scene. So
I think it's really cool. So we're going to talk about, like I said, we're gonna, on a sample size, talk about the five some of the bands that are on your list, but these are also like your picks of bands that you're thankful for, that you specifically love as well. That doesn't mean that any of the that doesn't discount any of the other 95. So let's be really clear here. If you're interested in picking up, talk about that a little bit too. The distribution of where people can find Puget Sound Metal Bulletin.
Sure. Yeah. There's a couple different ways. You can pick it up at a music venue that plays metal shows, or a bar that kind of has like a metal theme, or a bunch of record stores. And usually there's kind of a consistent set where I distribute it to. It could take a couple of weeks before I actually get it to them, but check out our Facebook or Instagram page for like the specific locations, which is a little ironic that you have to go onto social media to figure out what the physical copies are, but that's one place. You can also order a copy off of we have a Bandcamp page that you can get a physical copy sent to you, or a digital version sent over. So there's a couple of different ways to get it.
Awesome. Like I said, we have a new one out like right now as we speak with that 100, and we're going to do a sample version of that and play some songs from this list as well. So let's go ahead and start with the first two out of the five. It doesn't have to be in any order.
Sure. Okay. Yep. So I did put a little bit of structure to it, where I kind of picked one band from like the 100 to 80th range, one from 80th to 60th, and so on. So there's kind of a little sampling of each of the different spots here. So, and I'll reveal a little bit of kind of with some of the spots for some bands landed. So the first one, Primordial Atrocity. Death metal deathcore band from Olympia. We played a show with them in Olympia about a year ago. It was by far the most fun I have had at like a death metal set before. They just sounded so good. and Jake, their vocalist, fantastic. I mean, they all are, but he puts on a great show. So they were the 82nd biggest metal band in Washington State, and the song that I thought would be cool to listen to is, we'll see if I pronounce it right, Syntagny. It's a single they just released in 2025. And then the second one is, so I tried to kind of switch it up a little bit in terms of like most of the bands are from Seattle, but there's a lot of other areas that have fantastic bands and also a whole ton of different genres. So I tried to kind of switch up, bring some variety, a little sampling of the diverse types of metal bands we have in Washington State. So the second one, Old Iron, they're a doom sludge metal band. They've been around since I think 2011 based on Metal Archives. They're from Seattle. They were the 68th largest active metal band in Washington State. And the song I picked out was Anagito off their Fractal Storm EP that came out in 2024. I pick songs that have difficult to name titles, of course.
This is what happens in metal radio. It's not for the weak. So we're going to go ahead and play Primordial Atrocity and Old Iron. You're listening to Metal Shop on KISW.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Metal Shop, KISW. I am here, Santu. Puget Sound Metal Bulletin, talking over five bands off of their 100 biggest active bands in Washington State. We're going to go ahead and talk about your next two from there.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so the next one is one of my personal favorites, and they fall kind of in within the more melodic sector, which is kind of my happy space, is La Cabra. They're a black and melodic death metal band from Seattle. They're the 43rd largest, biggest active metal band in Washington State. Song I picked was Fallacy off their debut self-titled full-length album. Check it out. Then the next one was Aetherius. They're a progressive technical death metal band from Tacoma. They also have the award for having the most vowels in their name. If you see the spelling, you'll be like, oh yeah, they're covering a lot of ground there. They're the 32nd largest active metal band in Washington State. The song I picked out was Behold the World Eater off their Laden LP that came out in 2022.
You are listening to the Metal Shop, all locals mosh giving here on 99.9 KISW. Playing more tracks and we'll be back. We're back, Metal Shop, KISW, all locals mosh giving. I'm here with Santu, Puget Sound Metal Bulletin. We are giving you a sample size of their article for this, the third edition of the Puget Sound Metal Bulletin, where they go over 100 of the biggest active metal bands in Washington State. We just played a handful. We played Old Iron. We played La Cabra, Primordial Atrocity, and
Aetherius.
Aetherius.
Yep.
Let's go to your fifth one, or wherever the number spot is on your list for this.
Yeah, for sure. And just want to point out that although I wish I could play all 100 of the bands because they're all fantastic, that if you want to hear where your friend's band landed, where your band landed, you should pick up a copy and discover a new band or get reacquainted with one that that you've forgotten about. So, all right. So the last one is none other than Oxygen Destroyer, a death thrash band from Seattle. They're the 18th biggest active metal band in Washington State based on our count. And the song I picked out was Shadow of Evil off their Guardians of the Universe EP. It came out in 2024.
Oxygen Destroyer, honestly, all just absolutely just awesome bands that a lot of them have put out in this list, have put out just recently amazing just records, singles, and we've played on Metal Shop multiple times just because of how active they are in playing shows and opening up for shows and playing their own local shows from Olympia to the border. It's absolutely awesome, as well as you know, just shout out to all the metal in just greater Washington State, as well as bands in Eastern Washington. I mean, we're already gonna we're covering a lot of local in 4 hours, so I will get to, you know, I'll get to more of my personal shout outs. But Santu, thank you so much for taking the time to just talk about Northwest Metal, talk about your love for it, talk about Puget Sound Metal Bulletin. Anything else you want to add before we get to Oxygen Destroyer?
Yeah, just thanks so much for the chance to join you, Trevor, and thanks for keeping the metal shop going.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and play Oxygen Destroyer and keep the local going here on Metal Shop KISW. All right, a big shout out to Santu for joining us this past weekend. To check out any of the songs from these bands, make sure to check out Primordial Atrocity, Old Iron, Lacabra, Aetherius, and Oxygen Destroyer, as well as so much more. Check out the Puget Sound Metal Bulletin. You can find them online, and you can pick up a physical copy at a venue near you if you live in the Puget Sound region. And if you are listening to these episodes as they come out, first of all, thank you. Second of all, we have more episodes to come until Thanksgiving. We have two more episodes for this specific series for Moshgiving. So thank you so much, and we'll see you on the next episode of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.